Welcome, everyone. I am so happy to have you all here today. For anyone watching the replay, I was just explaining that I ran two trainings for this round of my Silence the Imposter Monster training. And the other training was in the middle of the week at 11 o'clock in the morning, my time. And then this one is on a weekend at 3 my time, which is 10, 11 o'clock in Europe. So a lot less people signed up for this call, and most of you showed up, which is really awesome. I want to honor you for doing that. And if you are watching the replay, I want you to know that if you just fully engage while you're here, as if you are right here in the virtual room with us, that you will get the same benefit. I watched a training earlier today, and it was a webinar, and the host said, okay, I want you to decide on a scale of 1 to 10 how engaged you're going to be for this training. And he said, you can decide that you're not really going to engage at all. You're just going to kind of listen with one ear and do other things. Or you can be fully engaged and fully present and just kind of leaning in and get massive value from this training. And you can decide where you'd like to be on a scale of 1 to 10. And so I thought that was kind of cool. I'm just going to give you all an opportunity to make a decision right now. This training is 2 hours, but it'll be pretty interactive and the time will likely go by really quickly. And at the last part of the training will be a deeply relaxing, beautiful, hypnotic experience where you can internalize all the truths that we're talking about. So you don't have to take a lot of notes. You can if you'd like to. Just know that I'm going to be presenting this in a way that my intention is to just let it become ingrained in your neurology so that you start to behave differently from now on. And I think someone else just joined us. I just want to scroll my screen over. It's Matt. That's who I was hoping you would be here, Matt. Welcome. Matt just signed up in the last hour. So, all right. Before we jump in, I would like to remind you all, if you have completed your homework and you have that handy, to go ahead and grab that. And you're welcome to step away if you need to, or I see Leah's got her. You all came so prepared. Awesome. And Matt, I know you just signed up. So if you don't have yours, know that you'll be just fine. And let me peek over at I've got a little cheat sheet, little notes for myself over on the side. I think you are all familiar with Zoom, but really quickly, I brought everyone in muted, and you're welcome to unmute yourself anytime you want to interact and engage. When we go into the hypnosis portion, or if you have lots of noises in the background, you can go ahead and just mute yourself. And I will mute everyone when we go into the hypnosis. That way, if there's a dog barking or a noisy truck passing, everyone can stay in the zone while we're in the hypnosis portion. Okay, so what I would love to do is just start out with a little bit of an icebreaker. And I tend to make these calls fairly interactive. And the reason I do that is because it helps me make sure that I'm meeting you where you are and that I'm truly speaking to your situation. And I think it helps us have that community experience. These experiences are so hard to come by right now with everything that's happening with the lockdown and the pandemic. So I want to make sure that we have that connection with one another. So right at the start, I would like you just to imagine that as you're sitting where you are, that you are being pulled up by a magic string from the top of your head. And this string is allowing the rest of your body just to kind of hang loose and limp and relax like a marionette. So if your shoulders are at all tense, you can just relax those shoulders. And then I want to teach you a really cool breathing technique that I have just learned. If any of you read my cheat sheet this morning, you may be familiar with this. It's called a physiological sigh. And I learned this from Andrew Huberman. And it's what happens if you've ever seen someone who's just crying and sobbing uncontrollably. And when they're starting to wind down, they go, it's like this double inhale and a sigh. And it's really awesome because it's our body's built-in mechanism for flushing stress chemicals out of the body and starting to release some chemicals of peace. It's essentially taking us out of fight or flight mode and putting us into rest and digest and relax mode. So once more, imagine that magic string. And then if you would, just do one of those physiological sighs. and just allow your shoulders to relax. And let's do that once more. And just notice a sense of peace in your body. And then I invite you just to bring your hands to your heart. And if you'd like, you can relax your eyes closed or you can keep them open. And just think about how we are here in this virtual room, even if you're watching the recording, with people from all around the world, all different times of day. For some of us, it's early afternoon. For some, it's late at night. And just imagine that you are being interwoven, our hearts are being interwoven together. How awesome is it that you can be in this place with like-minded people who are ready to level up their life, ready to accomplish those goals that perhaps you've been putting on the back burner, and learn some really awesome, actionable skills that will serve you in meeting those goals. And then I'd like you to imagine that you could pick one person on this screen and just imagine going into the room where they're sitting and looking them in the eye and just saying, I see you. I care for you. You can do it. And now just imagine that everyone here chose you. And right now you are being surrounded by all these people and they're looking you in the eye and they're saying, I see you. I believe in you. You can do it. And the most powerful words in the universe are the words that you say to yourself. And so I'd like you now to hear yourself saying, I can do this. Something amazing is about to happen. Today, everything changes. And then you can go ahead and just relax your hands down and come back to right now in this moment. So what I'd like to do is just briefly go, we're just going to briefly go through, have any of you watched the replay of any of my previous Imposter Monster trainings? Okay, perfect. So what we're going to do is go through and just have you introduce yourself. Tell us where you're joining us from today. And then when you think about the answer to number one in your homework, which is essentially what have you been struggling with? Why haven't you already accomplished the goal of your business? If you were to just imagine, and you might want to do this as the six-year-old version of yourself, think about a superhero or a fictional character that would be really good at taking action. So let's say that you've been feeling like you aren't ready to work with a client. Who is a superhero that would be really, that would just show up and have the confidence that you need to show, to help that client? If this doesn't resonate for you, let me know and I can come up with an alternative question. So I'll start. This is an example. So I'm Lori Hammond. I am in Denver, Colorado. And so here's a perfect example. I've been really struggling with creating, I'm putting together a membership for people that are struggling with imposter syndrome and want someone to mentor them. And I have been, it's like I have all these ideas in my mind, but when it comes to putting it together and making a video, making my introductory video, I have been encountering so much resistance where I find myself getting on Amazon and shopping for a new light fixture for my office or just all these ridiculous things that are not important. And so if I were to be able to overcome that skill, I would want to be able to concentrate really well. I'm doing this on the fly. I didn't know I was going to say this. So I'm not sure who this superhero is, but I know there's a superhero who had, there was a movie about him recently and it was the guy who plays Sherlock. Do any of you know who I'm talking about? And is it Doctor Strange? Oh my goodness. See, this is why I shouldn't improv on these calls. But if I were to have any kind of a superhero,
Iron Man.
What is it, Matt?
Iron Man?
No, it's, I don't think it, he was in the movie with Iron Man in the recent, anyway. Well, just think of the smartest person you know who has excellent concentration powers. Iron Man would do that. He accomplishes his goals, does he not? Think of he has a vision and he gets it done. So that would definitely work. Okay, so we'll do that. If you feel stumped by this, I'll give you an alternative question, but we'll just go through. I'll call on you in the order that you're on my screen. Just tell me your name, where you are, and a superhero that would be really good at accomplishing your goal. So, Caroline, will you start for us?
Okay, yeah, so I'm Caroline Dorr. I'm in Wigan, which is the northwest of England. What was the next question? Gosh, my brain's gone.
So if you think about whatever you wrote in number one of the homework, why you haven't already accomplished your goal, who is a superhero that would be really good at accomplishing that goal?
Okay. So I suppose that the reason I've not accomplished my goals, which my issue is Facebook Lives, is pure panic, really. I know we have a superhero thing in common. So my superhero is Wonder Woman. So I imagine her as being really fierce, and that's how I imagine myself until you click live on a Facebook Live and then that fierceness disappears.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing. Krista. Oh, you have to unmute yourself. Sometimes I'm able to unmute you, but it's not letting me today.
Oh,
Okay.
there it is. Okay. Hi, I'm Krista. I am in Oklahoma. I think my answer on question one, the biggest is lack of confidence and fear. And my superhero, also Carolyn, is Wonder Woman because she's fearless. And it doesn't matter what the challenge is, she meets that challenge, no matter what who she's saving.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Carrie, would you share?
Hey, I'm Carrie from Marietta, Georgia. And I didn't watch a lot of superheroes growing up, so I'm trying to think of who my issue is confidence and knowing what to say and when and not being able to implement the stuff I want to do with other people, even on myself yet. So I don't know who embodies all of those characteristics.
Okay, so if you could think of one habit or one personality trait that you could take on that would give you that like the momentum to start stepping forward, what's the one thing? Let's say I had a magic wand and I could give you one gift right now, what would that be?
A bias towards action. I have a
Okay.
bias towards thinking and planning, but not never doing.
Okay. Are you a reader? Do you like to read fiction, maybe?
Both fiction and nonfiction.
Okay. Can you think of someone in a book, maybe a fictional character or a real person that you know in life who has a bias toward action?
I'll just pick Mike Mandel as a superhero because I'm in his training program too, like you were. And it's like he always seems to know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. So that's, I guess, who I'll model.
Okay, I love that. Thank you. I think that's an excellent choice. He's a superhero to me also.
Okay.
All right. Evie, would you share?
Hey, I'm Evie. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm a writer and a hypnotherapist. So in my hypnosis practice, I really want two more clients every week. That's my goal. That sometimes happens, not very often. And as a writer, I have two books in the works, and I don't finish. I write them and I write, and I don't finish it. So I think I need Stephen King. Help me out. Scare the hell out of me if I don't finish the books. And I think I also need Lucille. I love Lucille Ball on my
Okay.
team. Yeah.
What would Lucille Ball, what would she do on your team? What would her...
She's really a go-getter, and she knows what to say and what to do, and she's funny.
Yes, I love that. And she makes it kind of lighthearted and playful, does she not?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
My team.
Yeah, that's awesome. I sometimes will think about Stephen King when I'm trying to get myself to write too, because there I've heard some things about his writing habits that are just so admirable.
Yeah. Nora Roberts, also the novelist, she goes to work and works every day for 8 hours.
Wow.
Go to a regular office.
That's
and I want to.
Okay, thank you. Leah, would you share? Oh, Leah, I have you muted. I apologize. And I'm unable to unmute you. Do you see a little button where you can?
There we go. Okay, so I'm Leah, and I'm from the suburbs of Chicago. I'm just going to say it's kind of general inaction, different excuses for different uses. And I'm going to choose Tony Robbins as my hero because he is unstoppable.
Yes, I love that.
And I have walked on fire with him twice. And for heaven's sake, if I can walk on fire, seriously, what can't I do?
Absolutely. Can you remember if I were to have you close your eyes and think about being back there, standing right in front of those coals and maybe hearing his voice cheering you on and feeling that emotion in your heart? Can you feel that right now?
Oh, yes.
Amazing. Where do you feel that the most?
Oh, in the heart, of course.
Okay. So if you would just let me spontaneously walk you through something. So if you've noticed that feeling in your heart, mm-hmm. you're just about to walk on the coals and you're thinking, for heaven's sakes, if I can do this, I can do anything. If you were to imagine then taking action toward one of your goals, think about the thing that's most overwhelming to you. If you were to imagine approaching that task with this feeling of excitement, maybe even hearing Tony Robbins' voice in your ear telling you that you can do this and that you are unstoppable, maybe even taking on the posture of Tony Robbins, imagining you're 8 feet tall and
really pulling myself up there right
yes.
now.
Yes. Well, how would that transform that general inaction that you were experiencing before?
Yeah, it's all about that, the first step.
Yes.
It's all about that first step. And you're in order to do that, you're actually in a hypnotic state. You guys probably all know that. And so some people bring themselves out of it, but when you're really, really going to do it, you're willing to do it, you want to do it, there's no other choice. You just do it.
Yeah.
And so it's almost as though you're just stepping off, taking a walk. There's very little difference.
I'm typing this down because this is, you're essentially like teaching my content for me right now, Leah. I love this.
Glad to help. Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. It's
beautiful.
It becomes automatic.
Yes.
In that state. And of course, Tony is all about state.
Yes. Yes. Leah, do you have your homework and maybe a pen near you? Will you just write down for me somewhere on that piece of paper, it's all about that first step. Because that came from your own unconscious mind when you were in that fire walking state. And that could just be your little key to, like, that one trigger phrase could be that key to helping you move past that inaction and into being unstoppable. Awesome. Matt, I saw that your audio went out for a minute and it's back in now. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So will you just share where you're from and who your superhero is?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, St. Charles, Missouri, actually, and which is very close to St. Louis. And I'm a personal trainer and a yoga teacher and a hypnotherapist. Actually, what Carrie said really resonated with me, a bias towards action. I thought that was really good. That's essentially what my problem is, and as I perceive it, although a lot of people believe that I get things done, so I guess I have to work on seeing that myself. But the superhero analogy didn't ring so good with me, because in my mind, any superhero would just take action, or they wouldn't be a superhero. And so the this is really a cliche, but I suppose it would be my dad, because that guy just took action no matter what. Like, he was a shoot first, ask questions later type of guy. So I guess I'd pick my dad.
That's incredible, especially that you were able to have him model that for you. Have there been times when you've noticed yourself, have you ever used that as a model where you kind of thought, what would my dad do, and did it the way he would?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I've been sort of modeling people my whole life, and I never really thought until I started learning this stuff, I didn't realize that was really effective in building an authentic self. I thought it was just kind of being not fake, but not being original, not trying, so I never went really forward with it. But I'm just realizing this right now. But one of the, if I were to choose another hero, it would be David Lee Roth, because that guy is kind of the same way. So, and when I started personal training, I used to consider myself, I was insecure about not having a lot of the in the beginning, a lot of the technical industry knowledge, on anatomy and things like that. But I was persuasive and motivating, so I began to call myself the David Lee Roth of personal training.
I love that.
But then I never. So that's kind of funny. But yeah, I think of my dad all the time when I sit and I don't do anything. I just sort of think of him doing stuff, but I have not thought about kind of just modeling him and becoming him for a moment and doing it. So
yeah, that's awesome. Well, we'll talk a little bit. We'll talk some more about that during this call, but this was cool, because so many of you, because this is the headspace that many of you live in, already have such a great grasp of this. And one thing that I've learned as a hypnotherapist is that a lot of times it's really easy for me to see the solution for other people. And it's obvious for me to say, okay, well, we can apply this tool here. But when it comes to myself, we can be so blind to ourselves. And so I love that several of you had some aha moments just as you were speaking. And I want you to, record any aha moments that you had. Go ahead and you can jot down notes. I think more than you taking notes on the things I'm saying, take notes on the things your unconscious mind is showing you as we're speaking about people we can model. So what I have learned, when I looked back, this is the fourth imposter syndrome training I've done. And I put these trainings together right about the time that COVID started, because I've had so many people since I first started doing this work and putting myself out there on Facebook and being more visible. I've had so many people, just today I've had two people contact me and say, I see what you're doing. I really admire it. I want to be doing something like you're doing, but dot, 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 you know, whatever those disempowering beliefs are. And what it's done for me is it's really helped me with my own imposter monster, because at first when people were saying that, they might say something like, I've only been doing hypnosis for 3 years. And I'm like, I've been doing hypnosis for 3 months. Or they would say, I've only done this and this and this, and it's more than I had done. And so in a way it made me feel like I was an imposter. But then starting to realize that people are saying the same thing. I'm going to pull this up because when I put the first training together, I did a survey and 70 people responded to the survey. And they said the same things over and over and over. It was just phenomenal to me. So one of the lies of the imposter monster, this voice that's whispering in our ear telling us we can't do it because of whatever, makes us feel like we're the only ones who feel that way. So see if any of these resonate with you. I have nothing new or unique to say. So-and-so is already doing it better than I ever can, or they've been doing it for so much longer, or they have all these resources that I don't have, or I have so many ideas, I don't know where to start, or I have so few ideas, I don't know where to start. I'm not creative enough, or I'm not brave enough. Or maybe if it's working with clients, what if I make a mistake? So many times hypnotists who have gone through an amazing training like Mike Mandel's or Freddie Jacquin's, they get through that training and they think, I'm not ready. I need to go through this training and then this training and this training. And I really think these tools are so much more simple than we realize. And when we start to actually use them, the hardest part is accepting just how easy and simple it can be. And that's part of the reason that I started my podcast. If any of you haven't heard it, I highly recommend listening to it, because I talk to people like Freddie Jacquin and Stephen Blake and Victoria Gallagher, who's one of the top females in this industry, Michael C. Anthony, who's a well-known stage hypnotist, and they talk about their own imposter monster. And you start to realize this voice that's in my ear, this is just proof that I'm on the right track. This is just my unconscious mind trying to keep me in my comfort zone. It helps you start to take action. So, and then there's the procrastination piece, that knowing what you want to do and being able to actually do it. So as I've worked with one-on-one clients, people that wanted essentially some mentoring from me to help them get from where they are to where they want to be in their business, I've seen these common denominators and these certain clues that are effective and helpful for different people. And so I wanted to see how it worked in a group setting. And what I found is, just because of the energy that's on these calls and realizing that you're not alone, I believe that these tools work even better in this context. And I'm always working on finding ways to make the tools clearer and more actionable and step-by-step, so you know exactly what to do instead of it being this like ethereal idea that you're not really sure how to utilize later on. I think I might have just frozen up. Can you guys still see me? Okay, I'm back. I saw myself frozen on the screen like this. Okay, I'm hooked to an Ethernet. Hopefully my Wi-Fi stays strong. All right. So what I'd like you to do just for a moment, I'm going to kind of demonstrate this concept for you, and then I'll walk you through the steps to doing it for yourself. Think about, Matt, did you have time to do the homework? I know.
I did, yeah.
Oh, Awesome. You're amazing. Okay, so I'd like you all just to think about that number one answer. Think about the way you were feeling when you decided to book this training, the frustration that you've been feeling about having a plan but not executing it, or maybe not even having a plan but knowing what you want. And just let yourself think of perhaps the time most recently that you felt the most frustrated about this. And just put yourself back in that moment of frustration. If you'd like, you could close your eyes for this part or leave them open. Just notice the setting. Imagine that you're looking through your own eyes, that you're noticing the quality of light in that setting. Perhaps any sounds that were in that setting, the feeling in your body, the thoughts that are going through your mind. When you feel this way, what kind of things do you say to yourself? Maybe you've never really thought about this, but just notice what surfaces. What are you saying to yourself in this scene? The amazing thing is that when you start to really get clear about your self-talk, it then gives you the ability to change it. Because the most powerful words in the world are the ones that you say to yourself. So I'd like you to think about any of the disempowering things that you've been saying to yourself. And just imagine that you could scan your body and notice where in your body you feel that disempowered feeling the most. And know that this is the imposter monster. What if this isn't you at all? What if this is just someone that you've modeled from the past that has made you not believe in yourself? And what if it's perfectly appropriate for you to just let that go? Imagine now that that feeling that you notice in your body could just drop down to the floor and be outside your body next to your big toe. And you could just give it a little nudge and kind of scoot it across the room. And in a moment, I'm going to have you open your eyes and imagine that you could look at that voice across the room and hear it saying those same things, but this time in Minnie Mouse's voice or Donald Duck's voice. So go ahead now and let's do this first. Before you open your eyes, imagine once more that magic string pulling you up from the top of your head. Breathing powerfully. And from this place, look across the room and imagine that you can hear that voice way over there saying those things that you used to believe about yourself. And notice how much more powerful you feel. And then I want you to ask yourself this. If I were executing my goal, if I had accomplished the things that I want to accomplish, what kinds of things would I be saying to myself? And you can even go ahead and imagine that it's 1 year from now. And you're at the accomplishment of your goal. In fact, you probably accomplished it a while ago and you've been doing this on autopilot now in the same way that you might have been just thinking about taking action, but not in the past. And that was just happening automatically. Now you just automatically take action. You write that book. You book those clients. You make those videos. You've been doing it consistently. You realize I am the kind of person who takes consistent action. What kinds of things do you say to yourself? If you'd like, you can imagine that person or superhero that you mentioned earlier. Imagine what they would say. What would Tony Robbins say? What would Wonder Woman say? What would Lucille Ball say? What would David Lee Roth say? And imagine now hearing that voice saying those things. Imagine that that voice is coming from the place where it makes the most difference, that it is loud and clear, and that you choose to believe it. And even say it in your own voice. And when you know these things about yourself, when you take consistent action, when you accomplish your goals, how do you finish the sentence, I am? Perhaps it's as simple as, I am capable. I am powerful. And then if you had any aha moments or any great creative self-talk that you want to document, you can go ahead and just open your eyes and write that down right now. This is your unconscious mind unlocking the script for your transformation. Sometimes as hypnotists, we tend to really overcomplicate the idea of self-hypnosis. And when you're using your imagination, I really believe that imagination is the language of the unconscious mind. And so when you're using your imagination, if you have something go through your head and you're thinking, I don't know where this is coming from, this is a little silly, but I always perk up when I hear someone say that, because it's, I think, okay, that's your unconscious mind unlocking your script for you. Okay, before we move forward, do any of you have any questions or want to share anything about your experience just now? All right. So, Leah.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring this, I thought I wouldn't bring it up, and then I thought maybe I should. So, the place I felt it in my body is this higher part of my chest. I've identified it before, it's this metallic thing, and it wouldn't budge.
Okay. Is it all right if I work with you on that for a second?
Absolutely.
Okay. So can you feel that right now, that metallic thing that just won't budge?
Yes.
And when you have that, when you experience that, what kinds of things do you say to yourself?
Well, this isn't the specific thing I say, because I more just recognize it, and I've got all this experience from the past that I can't get past it. Okay. And so I just give up right away.
Okay. I can't get past it, so I just give up right away.
Yeah.
And how, let's do this first. Can you imagine right now just sort of just dropping in and observing that metallic thing in your chest, almost the way at the beginning of this call when I said, just imagine that you could be in the room with someone and say, I see you. Can you just imagine observing that metallic thing? No judgment, no trying to do anything with it. Just observe it and just say, oh, there you are. I see you. And as you observe this, what do you notice?
Doing that triggered a lot of heartbeat, like flutters.
Okay. So if it's comfortable and you think it's appropriate to do so, will you just drop back in and observe in the same way? And this time just do it while taking some deep diaphragmatic belly breaths with a long, slow exhale. With your shoulders relaxed. And as you exhale, just think, I see you. What if you even just try this on? Just say, welcome. And maybe say, what do you want? Or what do you need? And just notice what surfaces.
Recognition.
Okay. So just invite that part of you. First, thank that part of you for giving you that answer. And just invite that part of you to step into recognition, just to go ahead and take that on and step into it fully and completely, just to experience recognition. That's right. And just ask that part of you, when you have this, is there anything else you need that's even more important?
Yes, there is, but it won't share.
Okay, well, perhaps just thank that part. I'm gonna think for a second. I don't want to rush ahead because I'm not sure what to do next. So I'm gonna tune into my unconscious mind. So Leo, when you check in now, has that kind of metallic feeling that you talked about at the beginning, has it changed in any way?
I When I recognized it, it softened.
Okay. Okay.
Now so it's back to being hard again.
Okay. I think so often there's a part of us that is creating resistance because it just wants to be seen. And there's actually a scientifically based process called surfing the urge, where you just simply drop in. I'll use this in my weight loss program. And when a person is experiencing a craving, instead of trying to get it away, just dropping in and just saying, I see you. And just noticing how your body feels when you're craving, perhaps noticing how your body feels when you're procrastinating, noticing how your body feels when you're afraid of getting on Facebook Live, and just just saying, I see you, noticing how your body feels when you're afraid to get in a one-on-one session with a client, and just saying, I see you. There's a woman named Jill Bolte Taylor, and she wrote a book called My Stroke of Insight. She's a neuroscientist, and she talks about how it takes 90 seconds for a feeling to pass through the body. Feelings like anger or frustration or fear or sadness, depression, cravings, procrastination or laziness. It takes 90 seconds for those feelings to move in through our body. This is documented science. But when we resist them, it's like kinking a hose, and all of a sudden that emotion gets stuck in our body. And when we simply take a deep breath and just say, I see you. And even talk about it. What I'll do in my head is sometimes I can't tell where in my body I'm feeling it because I'm trying to guide myself through. So I'll just scan my body and talk about the different sensations I notice. My left shoulder is tight, and all of a sudden my left shoulder begins to soften, or I feel a little pinch in my right side. You know, just noticing what you're feeling in your body can allow that energetic feeling to move through us. So Leo, I have a sense, and you can tell me if this resonates for you. I have a sense that we've created a shift by turning that metallic feeling into a bit of a softening, and that process is gonna continue, and you'll become more and more aware of it continuing to soften and transform into the thing that you need the most. Does that resonate for you?
Yes, I see that's what's happening.
Okay, mm-hmm. I love that. And that's not where I was planning to go with that, but.
Surprise.
Yes, for any of you, many of you are seasoned hypnotists and some of you are brand new hypnotists. And this is just a little bonus that I wasn't planning to share. When I can remember this one tip in my sessions, it doesn't matter what protocol I use. It doesn't matter if I'm perfectly eloquent or stumbling and stuttering over my words. If I can keep this one thing in mind, everything changes. And that is for me to focus on what I want, which is to help that client find transformation, and to then click into that imagination part of my brain, that part of me that used to pretend to be Wonder Woman when I was 6 years old, and just imagine them fixed. Imagine them on the other side of the problem. Imagine them getting the change that they need. And that can be as simple as just imagine. Sometimes I'll be looking, because I do all my sessions over Zoom, I'll be looking at their face on the camera, and I'll just imagine that they light up and say, thank you. And if I notice myself starting to say, and I just did it with Leah just a moment ago, I started to think, oh, this isn't gonna work. And that's my cue to then say, okay, I am so good at this. How am I going to help her find this? And I started imagining that metallic feeling just dropping from her body or releasing. And it helped me just know what to say next. It's okay to not always know what to say next. It's okay to just be quiet and listen. And when you find yourself in an unexpected twist thinking, oh, I was gonna do this, but I'm gonna do this instead, you can trust that unconscious part of you that knows the things you don't know you know, that part of you that's been taking in all the trainings that you've used up until now. You can trust that it will know what to say at the right moment and the right time.
I find that so interesting, because that's exactly what I do, especially when I have clients coming up with something that's totally unexpected, and you know, the first reaction is, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
I always just drop back in. Okay, there it comes. And there's always something that shows up.
Yep. I love that, Leah. Our words are the most powerful words in the universe. I can't remember. I was thinking of this when I was getting ready this morning. I'm always listening to like motivational talks or Audible books. And it's Marie Forleo who says this, the most powerful words in the universe are the ones you say to yourself. So if you're in a client session and you think, oh, I do not know what I'm going to do with this person, your unconscious mind all of a sudden just shuts you off from all your resources. And your unconscious mind does not want to make you a liar. So if you're saying, I can't do this, I'm lazy, I'm a procrastinator, I'm scared, your unconscious mind is going to be like, your wish is my command. I sometimes will call it your inner genie, because the things that you say about yourself, your inner genie works hard to make come true. So I want you to know that it's okay to start to speak powerfully to yourself, to be your own biggest cheerleader. And that brings me into my next point. So I want to give you...
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Leah. I want to give you three takeaways from this call. So when you leave here and you're feeling inspired and motivated and realizing that it's time to step into your power, tomorrow if you wake up and you start to slip back into that old way of behaving and feeling disempowered, you can ask yourself, what did I learn yesterday? And you'll remember these three things. The number one thing is the three F's, and I'll go through all of this later, but I'm tuning your reticular activating systems to know where to pay attention. The three B's, and any of you who's been following me for a while already knows what the three B's are. And the final one is the habit formula. This is one sentence that's going to take you, you'll be amazed. It's sometimes the simple things are the most effective, are they not? And this one sentence is going to take you from the place where you're struggling and you already have that articulated in problem one to the place you want to be. And I believe it's your answer to number five, where you articulated where you're heading. So when a person, I've spent the last 5 years of my life, not the last five, for the last 5 years, I've spent portions of my life just diving in and listening to podcasts and reading books and getting in the headspace of an entrepreneur, of high performers who follow their dreams, who make these big audacious goals and achieve them. And one of the things that I've heard said over and over is, Matt, number three is the habit formula. It's going to be one sentence. Yes. So when you aim for Saturn, when you're making your goals, aim for Saturn and you're sure to hit the moon. So I want you to know that it's okay to dream big. It's okay to let yourself to understand that you are worthy of achieving your goals. Whatever they are, you are worthy. And I believe that you are capable. I believe if one person can do it, anyone can do it when you get that formula. So what I've realized is that there are these common denominators that I see in high achievers, people who, you know, whether this is other hypnotherapists or stage performers or just business people, there are these certain characteristics that are in common where they're relentlessly consistent. They feel the fear and do it anyway. They don't lack that imposter monster voice. They hear the imposter monster voice and just they use it to spark change and to keep going forward. And when I was thinking about putting this training together, I looked back. I want to always make every training better than the one before it. And so I thought, okay, what are all the characteristics and the habits that I've put into place to get me where I am today? And I am still, I'm at the very beginning of my journey, like the infancy of my journey. So I'm on the path, but to get me to where I am today, and I looked back and I realized that girl back there who decided to quit her job and become a hypnotist full time, she is unrecognizable from this woman today, because by getting out of my comfort zone and doing it over and over and over and being afraid and wondering if everyone was going to think I'm stupid and feeling stupid, I have actually transformed who I am as a person in a really powerful, positive way. And it's giving me the ammunition, for lack of a better word, to realize that I can continue to move forward. And a big part of that is getting out of the comfort zone. I think that the voice of the imposter monster, everything you wrote down in number one, I didn't read all of your answers to number one. You all shared a little bit with me, but I suspect that it's all total BS. I heard someone the other day say, this is your belief system. We've just been recycling and repeating these things to ourselves over and over. And the truth of the matter is, your imposter monster wants to keep you safe and comfortable. Even if life kind of sucks in this place, it feels very familiar. It's very comfortable. And when you start to take action and do something you've never done before, you don't know what to expect. You don't know what it's going to be like. And this voice in your head is going to say, don't get on Facebook Live. You're going to make a fool of yourself. What if you stumble over your words? What if somebody's watching and you accidentally say this? What if this happens in the background? You know, whatever it is, because it feels scary to get out of our comfort zone. So my goal for you is not just to give you a new habit, is not just to give you motivation or inspiration, because that's really short-lived. I want to teach you how to actually change who you are being, the way that you are showing up in the world. This is a state change, yes, but it's actually changing your default way of showing up in the world. So my teacher, Mike Mandel, has a really cool metaphor for this. He talks, you know, we all have these different states, these different ways of showing up in the world. Matt and Leah both alluded to this. You know, Tony Robbins teaches state change and he has you jump up and clap and get all excited. And I think there's tremendous value in that. And Matt also was saying how he's always kind of thought of it, you know, we don't really want to fake it. You've heard the term fake it till you make it. And people are really resistant to that. But what I really believe in, what one of my most cherished aha moments from learning hypnosis is that if you have ever shown up with confidence in any situation in your life, then that is an aspect of your personality that is available to you. So you can think of all these different states, you know, states like joy and excitement or confidence or insecurity or depression or anxiety. All of these different states are essentially like, you can think of them as kids in the classroom. We all have these different ways of showing up in the world. So if you are in a setting, maybe a new social setting, I can talk about this because I'm an introvert. So I was at HypnoThoughts recently and I walk into a room full of my peers and I immediately shrink. And it's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm afraid I'm going to say the wrong thing. And this is something, this is like shy kid is what that kid in the classroom was called as I was growing up. And I get socially awkward. But when I get in front of a video or get in front of, you know, in a training like this, all of a sudden I'm energized and I'm excited. And it's because I started these out as Tony Robbins and I'm 5'2" and nothing like Tony Robbins, but I was able to unlock that confidence and that absolute joy. Like, I love doing this. I get such a high from it. But I'm the kid who in seventh grade was terrified to get up in speech class and failed. But by imagining that I was Tony Robbins, I unlocked an aspect of my personality that is able to do this and love it. So that's, you know, that's my confident kid or my public speaking kid. It's an aspect of my personality. So when I get in HypnoThoughts and I'm looking at people and it's time to have these conversations and I'm wondering if they're going to think I'm a weirdo, I'm not being fake. That doesn't mean that I'm being fake right now. It just means that I have a different kid in the front of the classroom when I'm being introverted Lori. So it's really important that you understand this. These kids in the classroom or these states, these are actually represented by physical wired in neural pathways in the brain. And what happens is every time we act a certain way, every time we show up with a certain state, every time, you know, procrastinator kid is in the front of the classroom while you're thinking about the business, it strengthens that neural pathway of procrastination. And we all have about 130 of these different states, but we get really used to using the same two or three over and over and over. Until I learned hypnosis, my default state was depression. I had been diagnosed with severe clinical depression multiple times, and I didn't know that I could be happy. And I love talking about state change because this is the most important thing to me. So the catch is that only one kid can stand in front of the classroom at a time. So if excited, happy, confident kid is in the front of the classroom, insecure, shy kid is sitting down. if insecure, shy kid is in the front of the classroom, confident kid is sitting down. So I'm going to teach you a formula. This is where the three B's come in, that teach you how to change who you are being, to change your state. There is a man named Todd Herman who wrote a book called The Alter Ego Effect. And he teaches high-level performers in business and sports and all different arenas how to perform better. And he does it by teaching them to take on an alter ego, like Wonder Woman, or it could be David Lee Roth or Mike Mandel or your dad. You take on these alter egos and essentially ask, well, how would they do it? And you utilize that aspect of their personality. And Todd Herman is the one that said, a lot of people think of this as faking it or as playing pretend. But the truth is that when we take on this alter ego effect, we take on the characteristics of someone we admire and who can do it the way we want to do it. We are actually unlocking those attributes in ourselves. Because if we can observe the confidence of Batman, then that means that it's an attribute that's in our own self. And I heard another woman, one of the entrepreneurs that I followed to start to take on the mindset of an entrepreneur is Amy Porterfield. If you haven't checked her out, I highly recommend her. And I heard her say in a training recently that she's working more and more at being her true self. And I got the impression that she was saying, she probably feels a lot like me, where she's really introverted in social settings and more confident in other settings. And I wanted to say, you're being your authentic self. There's just a whole lot of selves. There's a whole lot of versions of you. And this isn't like multiple personalities. This is neuroscience. So every time you practice the habit formula that I'm about to teach you, you actually strengthen that physical, literal neural pathway in the brain. It wraps what's called a myelin sheath around it, and it makes it stronger and stronger and easier to pass down. And when you start to show up with, let's say, a bias toward action instead of feeling inactive or procrastinating, when you start to wire in that bias toward action by showing up in a new way, it actually causes this old muscle to atrophy, this old neural pathway. It's always going to be there. So like I woke up the other night at 3:00 in the morning and I just felt depressed. I felt like the world was hopeless, like life had no meaning. It was this very familiar feeling. And in the past when that's happened, I thought, oh, I'm broken. There's something wrong with me. All my hypnosis tools don't work. But the fact of the matter is that that depression neural pathway is always going to be there. That kid is always going to be in the classroom. And the reason it's important to know this is so that when you experience procrastination, when you experience insecurity, when you experience fear of just getting in front of your client and using these tools, it doesn't mean that you're broken. It just means that you're walking down an old neural pathway. So the three B's, these are so cool. Every state, every kid in the classroom has their own set of three B's. And when you change them in this order, and it's going to seem so simple, but this is based on some amazing neuroscience, it lets you change the way you show up in the world. So the first B is body language. The second B is breathing. And the third B, and this will sound scary, but it's not, is belief. We think our beliefs are so strong and so powerful and so unable to change, but all beliefs are is our repeated self-talk. And whose voice is the most powerful voice in the universe? Your own. So when you start to change the things that you're saying to yourself, everything switches. And this isn't, I believe this is the missing piece to affirmations. If you've ever tried affirmations or ever had someone say, oh, I tried affirmations and they don't work. When you use affirmations along with the three B's, when you change your body language and your breathing before you change your self-talk, all of a sudden your body believes you. And our body is where all of this is coded. When we're feeling insecure and nervous about going on Facebook, our heart is pounding. Maybe your shoulders are tense. Your breathing is probably a little shallow. And Caroline, I'm not picking on you. I'm saying this because I so relate. Like, it's terrifying. You can't think. And when you deliberately just change your body language, bring that magic string up, relax your shoulders, take a deep belly breath, like you're expanding a balloon in your rib cage. And then you change those first two B's first, all of a sudden, you know, if you try to change your self-talk when you're like this, you just can't think of anything. But when you change your body language first, all of a sudden you can start to say, I enjoy making video on Facebook Live. I can have an absolute blast doing this. If you don't know what self-talk to plug in, just ask yourself the magic question. How do I want to feel? So if you think, okay, I want to feel confident. I want to feel like I'm connected. I want to be calm, confident, cool, and connected on Facebook Live. So you can just, I am calm, confident, cool, and connected. And if it's too hard to figure out what those three B's are for yourself, you can answer that question, how do I want to feel? And then think about someone who would be really good at doing it. And this is where imagination comes in so handy. You know, if it's a fictional character, if it's a family member, a mentor, a superhero, imagine Wonder Woman making Facebook Lives. You know, and you can even stand back and imagine looking at the spot where you're going to make the video. And this is what I did when I started making videos, is I would stand back and look where I was going to stand in front of the camera and imagine Tony Robbins standing there with his big bombastic voice and all that energy. And then I didn't have the clarity about the three B's then that I do now, but when you really memorize their body language, how are they standing? How are they breathing? If they had a thought bubble and you could read their mind, what would they be saying? And I don't know is not an answer, because if you say, I don't know, all of a sudden you shut off your unconscious mind from giving you the answer. But if you just kind of get curious and think, what if I did know? What would I imagine they're saying? All of a sudden you'll have these creative ideas come to you. So then you walk over and you stand in that spot as Tony Robbins, and you breathe as Tony Robbins, and you speak as Tony Robbins. And if you think you're going to forget the words, you think, what would Tony Robbins say to himself? And I've even done this in the middle of group calls where I've lost my train of thought and said, I can remember what I was about to say. And all of a sudden it comes back to me. Whereas if I'm like, oh shoot, I forgot what I was going to say. I don't know what I was talking about. Your unconscious mind does not want to make you into a liar. So change your three B's. Think about the kid in the classroom that you want to be there, and take on the body language, the breathing, and the beliefs of that kid. So Matt, do you care if I put you on the spot? Will you just share some kind of a breathing technique that would be useful in this situation, maybe say for confidence?
Yeah, so... Well, the Nadi Shodhana breathing is good, because there's something physiologically that you're doing something other than just inhaling and exhaling. You're actually getting your hands involved. So it's called alternate nostril breathing, and just it's a yoga thing, and you can look it up. There's a lot to it, but it's super easy. You just, you close off your right nostril. And so the idea is you do it with maybe your thumb, and then you put your two fingers on your, third eye, and you breathe in through your left nostril and then close off the left and then breathe out through the right. And then breathe in through the right. And then close off the right, breathe out through the left. And then repeat that, and that brings you into balance. So the left side is the feminine energy. The right side is the masculine energy. And so if you want to calm yourself, you always want balance, but if you specifically want to calm yourself, you would breathe in through the right, breathe in through the left, exhale through the right, breathe back in through the left, and you would just breathe in and out through the left nostril. And if you want to generate heat or like, you know, confidence or grit or something, you would do that with your right nostril.
Awesome.
But it's, yeah.
I love that. Thank you. I appreciate you doing that. You've shared that on one of the calls before, and it was so valuable. So I appreciate you letting me put you on the spot.
Thanks.
So that's something that would especially be useful if you're alone and you're able to do that. I feel invigorated just taking a couple of those breaths with you. So if you were in, let's say you're in a client session and you notice yourself starting to think, oh shoot, I don't know what I'm going to do with this person. You can simply change your body language. Imagine that string. Sit there, sit in that chair, just be Tony Robbins. Sometimes that's like a hack to the three B's. Just imagine that you're being the person that you want to be. All of a sudden, your body knows how to take on those three B's. Have you ever seen a kid, let's say like an 8-year-old kid walking and they have like this quirky, strange like hitch in their walk? And then their mom walks up behind them and she's got the same quirky hitch. And you realize that kid is walking that way because they're modeling the person that they watched as they were learning to walk. Your body automatically knows how to model people. When I was learning how to do hair, I finished cosmetology school. I had my license. I had all the criteria. And I thought, no way do I want to touch someone's hair with scissors. I have no idea what I'm doing. So I went to a salon where I modeled a master hairstylist. I watched the way she held the hair in her hand. I watched the way she formulated color. I watched the way she talked to her clients, and my body learned it. So she never sat down and said, okay, do this and this and this. I just watched her and my body figured it out on its own. So if you don't know how to show up, if you're thinking, oh shoot, how can I do this? Just be Mike Mandel, be Wonder Woman. And it seems silly, but it's going to start to train your physiology. It's going to start strengthening the myelin sheath of that confidence neural pathway, of that calm neural pathway, and start to become easier and easier. Does that make sense? Okay. So when it comes to goal setting, so often one of the biggest reasons that I hear people say they aren't taking action is because they need to get their plan just right. Let's say they're going to create, and this, I did this, I created an anxiety program. And I sat down and I made a script for every video and I read it on a teleprompter and I put it together inside a program, and I did not sell one single one because I wasn't finding out what people need, and I wasn't building relationships so that when I had a product, I would have someone to actually offer the product to. And when we try to make a plan first, we're shooting ourselves in the foot, because one of the most important aspects of being an entrepreneur is taking consistent action and then iterating, changing direction. You know, maybe I need to go this way instead, this way. Or for me, I was really focusing on helping people with weight loss, and I've had so many people come to me with imposter monster problems that I've paid attention, and I said, okay, I'm going to start walking down this path. And people are responding so well, and it's so gratifying for me. And that never would have happened if I would have been married to my plan. So this is where the three F's come into play. What you want to do is think about your goal. So Evie could think about having two additional clients every week. And imagine that it's a year from now, it's September 2021, and you have seen 104 more clients that year than you did the year before. And you're maybe scrolling back through your calendar and looking at all the different names, and even imagining that you're in the room with that 104 extra clients there with you, along with your regular clients, and realizing the gratification and the gratitude and the joy of having accomplished that goal. So what you want to do, the first F is fast forward. Fast forward all the way to the end after you've accomplished it, and imagine what your life is going to be like when you have that goal. Think of all the lives you will have touched. Think of the financial sigh of relief you can take because your needs are taken care of. Think about acknowledging your worthiness to receive, to achieve. Think about acknowledging that you do have everything you need. I really believe anyone who has so much as read Freddie Jacquin's hypnotherapy book, you are ready to practice hypnosis. You're never going to feel more brave than you do right now. The only way you're going to get that bravery is by taking action and doing it afraid. So fast forward to the end. Number two is feel. So you want to feel the accomplishment of that goal. And I'll go a little bit deeper in that, because number three is fake it. And I only said fake it because that starts with F. As I explained, you're not really faking it. You are unlocking those attributes of yourself by taking on the three B's of the person you will be when you have accomplished that goal. Who will you have transformed into when you are consistently and easily making Facebook Lives whenever you'd like? When every time a client calls and says, hey, can you help me with this? You just have the confidence that you can do it. When you're consistently taking action, when you realize I've walked on fire, I can do this. And you know, it's just about taking that first step. It's just taking a walk. When you see Lucille, you know, think of Lucille Ball doing it, and you realize that all those attributes that you admire in her, you've taken on as your own. And let yourself feel it and then start taking that action by faking it. Take the first baby step. When I'm at that goal, what kinds of things will I be consistently doing? Maybe it's reaching out to a client in some way. I'm not sure what, you know, however you plan to reach out to people. For me, I thought if I did some in person, I would arrange, and this isn't really applicable right now, but I thought I could do talks at the library, or I could connect with physicians and let them know that I could help with pain management or different things. What are those little action steps that you can start to take? And the best way to think of this is to take on those three B's first. Be Lucille Ball and brainstorm as Lucille Ball. Brainstorm as your dad. Brainstorm as Wonder Woman or David Lee Roth. So the three F's, the three B's, and those last two F's, the fake it and the feel it, you can do that when you take on those three B's. That's your tool. Okay, are you finding this valuable so far? Okay, so everything that I've given you now, I feel like if you really truly used this formula repetitively, it would bring you from where you are to where you want to be. The crazy thing is, you guys, as you start taking action, as you start getting out of your comfort zone, as you start stepping into the bravery that is inside of you, even if you don't feel brave, you find that it's, for me, it's been about 100 times harder than I ever thought it would be. Just like the work that I've had to put in, the consistent effort and overcoming my own imposter monster. And the reward has been about 1,000 times more amazing than I ever thought possible. Just this morning, as I was telling myself, oh, I should have this thing done, I should have this thing done, I had three different people message me on Facebook and tell me how my work had impacted them in a positive way. And it's, nothing is more rewarding than that, to know that you've made a difference for someone in spite of feeling like, baby, I'm totally full of crap. Maybe I don't really know what I'm doing, but people are talking to me and saying, you're changing my life. And it's so rewarding. So what I want to do next, I want to give you this habit formula that's going to tell you exactly when to do this and how to remember. As change workers, when we're hypnotizing our client, a big part of getting them the change that they want is collapsing the trigger, the place where they used to do the problem, into the desired state or the solution, collapsing those together. So this formula that I'm going to give you is based on the work of BJ Fogg, who's one of the most incredible. He is a behavioral scientist at Stanford University who has dedicated his life to understanding how we change habits. And this isn't just, the idea of a New Year's resolution, doing something for a few weeks and then going back to the old behavior. This is like a behavior change that then changes you on an identity level, and you become the kind of person who is now an action taker, who has a bias toward action, who is great at making Facebook Live. So the first part of this formula is to know exactly where the trigger, what is the trigger? I'm going to come and open up my cheat sheet, so I make sure I teach this to you exactly right. Okay, so The more specific you can get with this, the better. So think about what you wrote in problem number one. The reasons you're not already taking action. When do you experience these things? So when are you afraid of making Facebook book live? Is it when I think about what I'm going to say on Facebook, my heart starts to pound and I tell myself I'm not good at this or whatever it is? Or is it when I know that it's time for me to call a client who wants to book a consultation with me, I start to feel nervous and my heart starts to pound? Or when I pick up the phone, I was going to say when I feel the receiver in my hand. Does anyone even know what a phone receiver? I guess in offices we have these old school phones, yes. The more specific you can get with the time that you're feeling these imposter monster feelings, the better. And it's totally okay if you don't know right now, because what's going to happen is just by you starting to look for that trigger and ask, what is the trigger for this imposter monster behavior? You're going to become a trigger detective and you're going to automatically start to notice when it is that you're doing this behavior that you're ready to change. So next you're going to say, instead of, you know, doing whatever it is that you wrote in number one, I will do this new behavior. And this new behavior, this is where it gets tricky, you guys, has to take 60 seconds or less. So there's a man named Dan Coyle, and he studied the brains of high performers. And what he found is the people who are consistently achieving their goal, I can guarantee you Stephen King's brain looks like this. That neural pathway of taking the action that they want to take has a really strong myelin sheath around it from repetition of deeply focused work. So what you want to do is you want to focus on this lead habit, and I'll teach you what that is in just a moment. You already know it, but I'm going to reiterate it. When you focus on this lead habit with deep focused attention, and you do it over and over and over, it wires in your ability to show up for your clients with confidence and compassion, to show up in front of a Facebook Live video with excitement and an engaged rapport building presence. It enables you to become an expert at doing the thing that you need to do to help you become the person that you want to be. So the way BJ Fogg's formula works is you find an exact trigger of when you're going to do this. So it could be when I walk in my office. Let's take Evie, for example. When I sit down at my desk to write, I will take on this 60-second behavior. And really what it's going to be is it's going to be changing your 3 Bs. Before you ever sit down to write, Evie, if you were to sit back and look at your chair and imagine Stephen King sitting there and imagine his fingers just flying over the typewriter. I think Stephen King might still type on an old school typewriter. And, you know, just the words just flowing, and he doesn't think about if he feels it like it or not. He's just so strengthened that neural pathway that when he sits down to write, it flows. And you sit there and just imagine Stephen King's 3 Bs. What is his body language? What is his breathing? What are his beliefs? What is he saying to himself as he types? And then you go and you sit and you just be Stephen King and you just start typing for 60 seconds. Even if you just type roses are red, violets are blue, or Lucille Ball was an amazing woman because, or whatever, you just start typing. Can you imagine if you engaged in that 1 60-second over and over and over, how that would transform the completion of your book, which I imagine you are getting ready to complete now, are you not? So number one is to find the trigger. Number two is to really hone in on the behavior you're going to replace. And this could even just be the 3 Bs. You know, instead of breathing high in my chest and feeling my heart pound and telling myself I'm really scared of doing Facebook Live, I will stand back and imagine Wonder Woman making Facebook Live and then go step into Wonder Woman's body and make my video as Wonder Woman. Even if it's imagining putting on her headband. I wanted to call it a tiara. I'm not sure what you would call it, you know, or having her wristbands or whatever it is. Yeah. And then this last part is the most important part. And I will celebrate by saying, good job. And what this does is your unconscious mind automatically wants to recreate what you celebrate. That neural pathway, your unconscious mind is forming those neural pathways because it perceives a reward. So people who struggle with their weight have trained their unconscious mind to think that having extra food is a reward. And so the unconscious mind makes it happen automatically. So when we reward ourselves for showing up as Stephen King every day for 60 seconds, every time we say, good job, we're teaching our unconscious mind to strengthen that neural pathway. And this goes back to what Dan Coyle noticed about people who are consistent high performers. They do focused work. So you're really paying attention to what you're doing. It's like a kid who's practicing the piano because he has to and he's not really in it. I heard someone say recently, the wheel is spinning, but the hamster is dead. It's like we're not really focusing on what we're doing. But when we spend 60 seconds truly paying attention to the task at hand, and then we tell ourselves, good job, it helps us strengthen that habit. If you've heard of the compound effect, you know, this is just saving a little bit of money every day. That money doubles and doubles and doubles, and it just grows and grows until before you know it, you have acquired a new standard of wealth. And the opposite is true, isn't it? Where you spend a little bit here, spend a little bit here, spend a little bit here, and at the end of the month, your bank account is empty. So by taking small action steps, this is that third F, that fake it, small 60-second action steps over and over and over, it changes everything. If you've ever taken on, you know, tried to, you know, decide, okay, I'm going to write that book. I'm going to keep my house really clean. I'm going to go to the gym for an hour every day, and I'm going to completely eliminate sugar from my diet. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to make sure I'm reading to my kids for an hour every night before bed and just be the best mom in the whole world. That might last for like a half of a day, and then we're so overwhelmed, we let it all go. But science shows that when you will focus on one micro behavior at a time, it transforms you on an identity level. And so a story from my own life where this happened is when I was a stay-home mom. So I was married for 15 years and a stay-home mom to my kids. I actually homeschooled my kids until they went into high school. And they're all grown up now, and I'm a grandma now. But I was a terrible housekeeper. And the reason I was a terrible housekeeper is because I grew up modeling my mom, who was a terrible housekeeper. So I just took on this identity as if it was my own. I'm a terrible housekeeper. And my ex-husband reinforced that identity by telling me what a terrible housekeeper I was all the time. And my house, like if someone came to my door, I would hide because I didn't want them to see what my house looked like. And I felt broken, and I thought, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get this right? Those are not empowering questions, you guys. Don't ask yourself what's wrong with me. Ask how can I achieve my goal and have an absolute blast doing it? How can I get where I'm going? Who am I becoming as I have an absolute blast accomplishing my big audacious goal? So anyway, I read this. It was actually a blog, and this was when the internet was brand new. I found this lady called the Fly Lady, and Fly stood for finally loving yourself. I see a couple of you nodding. And she had this lead habit, which was to polish the kitchen sink. She said, every time you're in your kitchen, polish the kitchen sink. And my inner perfectionist was like, this is so stupid. I'm not going to do this. But then there's this social proof where it's like all these people in her community talking about how it had changed their life. So I thought, okay, I'll give this a try. And so every day I would make sure nothing was in my sink, and I would Windex it down and scrub it and make it shiny. And what happened, I didn't even notice it happening. It was imperceptible, kind of like what I was telling you at the beginning, where when I think of the person I was when I quit my job as a hairstylist is different from the person I am today. I didn't realize I was changing. But what I realized is years later, and it was a slow process because I wasn't doing this deep focused work where I was telling myself good job, I realized, you know what? I am the kind of person who loves a clean house. I keep my house clean all the time. I pick up as soon as I, you know, A lot of times I'll wash my dishes before I even sit down to eat my meal. I'll wash all the dishes that I cooked in, which might be a little bit, I shouldn't talk about that anyway. I love a clean house, and I can't even conceive of the idea of being a messy, messy housekeeper anymore. It helps that I don't have three little kids in diapers at home anymore, but it changed me on an identity level, and it was all just because of the kitchen sink. So when you find that one habit, think of what is the one thing that's going to make the biggest difference, and then chunk it down and break it up into the smallest possible skill. And I believe that that skill should be who you are being when you show up for work, who you are being when you get in front of Facebook Live, who you are being when you are on the phone with a client having a consultation, who you are being when you write your book. It decide who you want to be and know that it's okay to let yourself fake it, because you're not really faking it. The very fact that you are able to fake it proves that it is a kid in your classroom. And each time you practice showing up as that kid in the classroom, it strengthens that neural pathway that allows you to consistently show up in a new way. And if you slip back and act like old, you know, that disempowered kid in the classroom from time to time, it doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean it didn't work. It just means that that's a neural pathway that your brain is always going to be able to utilize from time to time. Okay, before we move into the hypnosis portion of this call, do you have any questions, any aha moments that you want to share, any clarification that you need? All right. Okay, so it is 4:27 my time, whatever 27 your time. I want you to know that my commitment to you is that I will have you wide awake and alert and just feeling absolutely amazing and excited about what's next by about 5 minutes till the end of this hour. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the thing that I was telling you I've been so overwhelmed working on, in response to people asking if they could mentor with me, and me thinking I'm not going to mentor anyone unless I absolutely know that I can give them 100% and make it amazing. So I've created a kind of a cool thing that I'll tell you about at the end. And I invite you all, you know what, let's practice Matt's breathing thing for just a moment, and I'm not going to get it right. So I'm sorry, Matt, will you just guide us through like two of those breaths? And then I'll let you relax and I'll take over.
Okay. So make this shape with either hand, it doesn't matter. And then place two fingers on your, right between your eyes, on your third eye. Take your thumb and close off your right nostril, and well, first sit up nice and straight, and then inhale deep into your belly through your left nostril. So deep. Then close off your left nostril and exhale through your right. Close off your right. Exhale through or inhale through your left. Close off the left, exhale to the right. Close off the right, exhale to the left, or inhale to the left. One more time. Exhale to the right. It's important to end with balance. So inhale to the right once. Then close off the right, exhale to the left. Then you can remove your hand and breathe as normal.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Yes. All right. So if you would all, let's just come back and put your hands to your heart And just before you close your eyes, will you find a focal point that's in front of you and perhaps a little bit above you, just one spot to focus on. It could even be a spot on the screen. Just focus intently and intensely. Almost as if you could look right through that spot at something very pleasant. And as you focus on that spot, just allow your awareness to expand so that you begin to notice the space around that spot. Continuing to focus, expand your awareness even further as if you can notice both walls on either side of the room. Becoming aware of the space around you, the space behind you, above you, beneath you. As you continue to focus on that spot, just become aware of the sounds in your environment. And just allow those sounds to be woven into a tapestry of comfort. Notice the sensation of being supported by the surface beneath you. Supported by the people on this call, supported by me. Just allow your jaw to soften and your teeth to separate. This helps turn off that analytical mind. And then just think these powerful words to yourself. I am here, and it is good. And it's okay to believe in me. And you can go ahead and relax your eyes closed. If you'd like, you can keep your hands on your chest or you can relax them down into your lap. If at any time you'd like to adjust, you're welcome to do so, knowing that it will allow this experience to be even more beautiful for you. And I'd like you just to imagine that you are in a beautiful, safe, peaceful setting. Perhaps this is a place you've visited in the past where you feel very safe. Perhaps it's a place you're constructing in your imagination even now. Make the quality of light just right, the temperature of the air, the sounds. Notice a feeling of peace and comfort. And wherever you are, whether you're indoors or outdoors, I'd like you just to imagine that you're looking at a gigantic movie screen. And you have a sense as you observe this empty blank screen that something really beautiful is about to appear. And in a moment, the movie that appears will be of you a year from now. It's August 23rd, 2021, and you have accomplished that goal. Whatever you wrote in number 5 of your homework, whether you remember what that is right now, or whether your unconscious mind has started to build even more beautiful dreams about what you are accomplishing, imagine right now that you look at that movie screen and you see yourself having accomplished that goal. Notice your body language when you have accomplished this. Notice the way you breathe. Notice the thoughts that you're thinking. It's okay to make it up and just imagine that you know. And imagine now on this movie that there appears all the people that you've impacted in the past year. All the people you've helped. Notice the way their faces are lit up. Notice that the gratitude is almost palpable. Imagine hearing them say thank you. Notice the financial ease that you experience as a result of making a difference for so many people. Notice the sense of accomplishment as you say, I did it. I did it. Because you've become so good at congratulating yourself. As you understand that you recreate what you celebrate. You realize that that old idea that guilt or worry makes you accomplish your goals, you've let that go and you realize you accomplish your goals when you are lighthearted, grateful, kind to yourself. It's okay to be kind to yourself. And you see yourself on this movie screen having accomplished all those goals. And maybe even more, maybe even now you're becoming aware that this can be even better than you realized. And I'd like you to imagine now that you could just float up into that movie. Be inside that screen. Being you a year from now at the accomplishment of your goal. Notice what it feels like to be inside this body with this body language. This breathing. Try on that self-talk. What do you say to yourself when you have accomplished this? Imagine that you could turn up the volume and hear yourself saying those empowering things to yourself. Feeling the gratitude, realizing, I did it. There was a part of you that knew you could do it, and you just proved yourself right. And imagine now that you can look back and see all the things that you've accomplished. See yourself completing that 60-second habit over and over and over, changing those three B's, showing up as the most empowered version of yourself. Giving yourself permission to step into your greatness. Imagine looking back at this moment right now from this place in the future and seeing yourself where you are right now and just giving yourself a piece of advice, a word of wisdom. Know that you can trust yourself. You are ready. You are ready. And then I'd like you to find yourself back in that safe place, looking up at that movie screen and just thinking, thank you. As you simply allow your unconscious mind to make these changes in a way that's just right for you, that allows you to continue to move forward, taking consistent action, 60 seconds at a time. As you are even now aware of those limiting beliefs that you have, had being transformed and changed and being installed with new, powerful, empowering self-talk. And I'd like you to imagine that you could float up, just drift up from your body peacefully like a child who releases a helium balloon in the park, just drifting and floating and looking down and noticing beneath you a train on some tracks. And the train has just stopped there, and you can become aware of the various cars. And I'd like you just to imagine that each one of those cars represents a different area of your life. You may be consciously aware of what those cars represent, or you may just be aware of different colors or textures. And from up here, just imagine that you could rearrange those cars, the colors, the shapes, Just make that train into something absolutely beautiful and just right for you. Perhaps adjusting the order of the cars. Perhaps one of the cars represents self-care or self-kindness. Perhaps one represents business. One represents relationships. And you, with love, create and craft each one to be beautiful. And you notice at the front of that train is the engine. And inside that train is a conductor, which is represented by your highest self, that part of you that knows the things that you don't know you know, that part of you that has been taking in everything you've learned and knows exactly how to get you where you want to go. And imagine now that you could float down inside that engine and sit next to the conductor and simply observe this powerful, wise, confident, all-knowing conductor running this train smoothly and expertly, looking ahead. And as you turn and look ahead and notice what's on the horizon, notice if it looks the way you want it to look. What are you headed toward? If there's anything you'd like to change about the direction of this train, you can float back up and just change the setting, change the scene, change the direction of the tracks, change what's on the horizon and make it beautiful, enticing, peaceful, perhaps adventurous, whatever you would like to feel. You can adjust the speed at which the train is moving to make it just right for you. Perhaps adjusting sounds or the lighting in the scene. And then imagine drifting back down into the train next to that conductor and noticing the joy, the excitement. Perhaps he or she is whistling a little tune of happiness. You hear the train chugging along easily and effortlessly and joyfully. As you realize, I am heading toward my goal. You look out the front window again and notice everything is as it should be. And you can trust yourself. And then imagine once more floating up and looking down at that train and just thinking, thank you. Perhaps making any final adjustments if you notice anything that would make that scene even more perfect, even more beautiful. As your unconscious understands your intention to accomplish your goal, as your unconscious recognizes all the triggers where you are now going to put your new empowering 60-second habit, so that in the future, if you start to notice yourself thinking those old disempowering things, you immediately remember to change your body language, your breathing, and your beliefs, which is just self-talk. And from up here, looking down, I'd like you just to practice some of that self-talk. What are the empowering, powerful things that you say to yourself when you're at your goal? Rehearse that now. That's right. Your words are the most powerful words in the universe. It's okay to give yourself a pep talk.
It's okay to believe in yourself, because your unconscious mind does not want to make you out to be a liar. So when you say, I can do this, you start to notice all the proof that it is true. And then I'd like you to imagine just drifting up higher and higher, just peacefully and safely, knowing that you are in this very safe place and you're simply imagining drifting and floating, looking down and seeing the whites of the mountaintops, the blues of the water, the greens of the trees beneath you. And I'd like you to imagine that below you, you see a large target. You see the brightly colored rings around the bullseye. You see the bullseye itself. And I'd like you to imagine that in the center of that bullseye is everything you need to accomplish your goal. Perhaps it's confidence, courage, a bias toward action, bravery, compassion, self-compassion. Everything you need, everything you realize you had when you stepped into that movie earlier is now in the center of that bullseye. And in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, I'm going to make this sound. Whoosh, and when I do, you're going to be shot like an arrow through the center of that bullseye. And as you pass through, you're going to take on every one of those characteristics as your very physiology memorizes these things. As you understand the best places to use these characteristics, as you really, really acknowledge, this is who I really am. And I allow myself to show up in the world in this way. I allow myself to step into my greatness, to my confidence, to my courage, compassion, peace, kindness. So get ready as you observe that bullseye. And now you've passed through to the other side. You're in this place of absolute bliss, gratitude, as you realize that you have stepped into your power. And I ask your unconscious mind to memorize these things, to embed them into your very DNA on a neurological level, an atomic level, in a way that allows your conscious mind to accept these changes. And now you can drift over to the other side of the room where you're sitting right now and look back at your body. Notice the clothing you're wearing. Notice the position of your body. Notice the way you're breathing. Notice the peace and confidence on your face. Notice what it's like to be bathed in those characteristics that allow you to accomplish your goal. Notice what it's like to acknowledge that you have changed who you are being. And you can move back across the room and into that body only as quickly as your unconscious mind puts all these changes into place in a way that allows your conscious mind to remember to act on these changes, to accept them. This is who you really are. As you move back into that body now, thinking to yourself, this is who I really am. Thank you. Telling your unconscious mind, thank you. Thank you. So that now every time you make a decision, every time you take one of those tiny little action steps forward, you imagine looking out the front of that train and noticing where you are going. When you take your eyes off the thing that you fear and focus on where you're going, everything changes. And now that you've had a glimpse of the greatness that's in store for you, it will be easy for you to just take one baby step at a time, 60 seconds at a time, changing those three B's. It really can be this easy, can it not? So in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And as I count up, your body will more memorize these changes on a molecular level as they become installed in all the places you need it the most in a way that creates the most permanence and the most forward momentum. And on 5, your eyes will open and you'll come fully back into this beautiful moment, aware that something wonderful has happened. Because 1 can always come back to the surface, feeling 3 times better than before, and feel wide awake, refreshed, and revitalized on 5 with eyes open, coming fully back to now. Welcome back, everyone. Would anyone like to share their experience? You definitely don't have to. Caroline.
Oh, that was amazing. I could see the train very clearly, and the carriages started to move around. The color of the train started to change from kind of a dark color to gold. But then all of a sudden, the train shape changed completely into a huge white motor yacht, you know, one of the nice motor yachts, and the water filled up on the railway, and the yacht set off, and I was on the bridge with my higher self, I suppose, just breaking through all the waves, and it was good, and the sun was shining. This is nice. That was really good. Yeah,
that is so cool. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. It's so cool how I, like, for me watching everyone, I kind of had this thing that I was envisioning, and I bet everyone had something different. I love that our unconscious minds will do that for us. Thank you for sharing that, Caroline.
Okay. Yeah.
Does anyone else want to share? All right. Okay. So moving forward, as I've been, I think I kind of shared my journey of going from my own, figuring out my own imposter monster, which I'm still doing on an ongoing basis. I never will have arrived. And that's part of the fun. To working one-on-one with clients about imposter syndrome, to working in a group setting. I have so many people. Just this morning, I had another person say, I would really like to mentor you. Do you do one-on-one mentoring? And I always say no, because I feel like I would pour so much of myself into that. And I get so excited seeing people come up higher and make progress that I don't know if I would accomplish anything else. So I've put together a monthly membership program where I will send everyone a tiny little 60-second habit. Each month we'll focus on another 60-second habit with the view of leveling up on who we are being, so that we're utilizing the characteristics of those high performers who are relentlessly consistent in accomplishing their goals. I'll do a monthly call every month where I'll do a Q&A and a hypnosis session so that you can internalize that 60-second habit each month on an unconscious level. And then I'll bring you into a VIP Facebook group that's just for the people in this group, where I will coach you. So if you have any question about anything, I'll coach you right there inside the group, either by making a post inside the group or doing like a quick Facebook Live for you. And what that does is it helps people who, I think the biggest trick of the imposter monster is making us feel like we're the only one who feels this way. So when you open up inside this safe community, you can think of it as your own mastermind group. Everyone else is going to benefit from my answer to you. And then when I answer everyone else, you're going to benefit from my answer to them, because it's going to help you realize you're not alone. Everyone is feeling this way. So this is my very first attempt at this. I'm experimenting and figuring out what works best. So if this appeals to you in any way, I'll send you the URL where you can sign up. And I'm just
making it $23 a month for people who want to be founding members, and we'll create this together. So as I know what you need and where you're struggling the most, I'll create videos and like those monthly habits in response to what you need so that I can make sure we're getting you where you want to be. But my vision, like when I imagine the outcome of this, it's having this community of people who are performing at a top level, whether it's getting two more clients a week or whether it's creating, you know, bringing something into your yoga studio or writing that book, whatever it is that you're envisioning, that we're seeing people just like weekly, daily saying, I accomplished this goal, I accomplished this goal. So if that appeals to you, I'll put in the chat right now where you can look at more information and decide if it's right for you. And honestly, if you're not sure if it's right for you, you can message me and say, this is what I need. Do you think this is good, a good fit for me? And I'm never going to pressure someone. It's so important to me that I deliver more value than people are expecting. So if you ever were to join and you didn't feel like you were getting value, just message me and I will give you your money back and we'll turn off your membership. So does anyone have any questions about that? And okay, so I put the link in the notes. You're welcome to look at that. Please reach out to me anytime, you guys. I am here for you. I love hearing from you. If you have any questions about implementing what we learned today, or if you come up against any kind of obstacle in your journey forward, reach out to me. I have lots of ideas up my sleeve and I'm happy to share them with you. And I am so grateful for every single one of you. I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's only one person that signed up for this call that didn't show up, and I'm not sure who it was, so I'm not calling that person out in any way, but I'm so grateful for everyone who showed up, and I hope you have a spectacular Sunday. Whether for Caroline, I think your Sunday is going to be over in 3 minutes. Thank you so much for being here for so late at night, and I wish you all the very best. Have a good night.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Matt.